Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Podcast, created by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hello, my friend, Steve Gamlin here, and welcome to this latest podcast. Is there something that happened somewhere in your past that you wish you'd apologized for? Maybe it's built up over the years on a mountain of lies? I know this one is going to make my mom shake her head and laugh, and probably blush. In the summer of 1975, I was 7 years old, and we were visiting my grandparents just outside of Chicago. After 2 days of car sickness from me and my sister, think The Exorcist, we enjoyed a few days with Grandma and Grandpa. When Sunday morning rolled around, Mom packed us up to go to a pretty cool in-the-round church. At the most inopportune moment, that being a silent one, my body decided to exorcise its own demon, which sadly was not silent, but was deadly. Why am I reliving this moment today? I guess I never apologized to my mom, or God, for this breach of my britches in a sacred place. We've all done things for which we are sorry, especially if they embarrassed others. Sometimes we vehemently defend ourselves, proclaiming our innocence, no matter how high the lies pile up, when we should just come clean and admit it, allowing the healing of our egos and integrity to begin. Was it you that scratched the car, broke the furniture, ate that last slice of pizza, stole your sister's boyfriend, cheated on that test, forgot to send that birthday card? Maybe it was you that gave the dog chili, just to see what would happen. All we have to do is man up, or woman up for the ladies, admit our guilt, and move on. In the long run, I think we actually punish ourselves more than necessary, just to keep up with the lies. Why do we do this? I don't know. All I know is, the next time I hear thunder, I've been forgiven. Or it's just God firing one back at me. Either way, it'll make me smile. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening. We hope Steve's message provided many pieces of motivational firewood, which you can add to the spark in your heart to create success. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.